If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for cell service. It's Jill Schlesinger. Did you know Pure Talk gives you the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys for about half the cost? The average family is saving over $800 a year. I know what you're thinking. How do they do that? Pure Talk doesn't have thousands of retail stores and overhead that you have to pay for. And they don't charge you for the added perks that you never use. You can keep your phone number and keep your phone or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill 50 to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Jill 50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
New details about the deadly accident on the set of a movie in New Mexico. Crew members telling police that star Alec Baldwin was rehearsing a scene where he was supposed to draw a gun and point it at the camera when the gun went off. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Investigators say the prop gun was arranged on a cart by Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the person in charge of prop firearms on the set. The report says assistant director Dave Halls handed the Colt revolver to Baldwin, saying it was cold, meaning not loaded with any live rounds. While the gun was in Baldwin's hands, a projectile fired. We reached out to both the armorer and the assistant director for comment, but haven't yet heard back.
Keeping warm is going to cost more this winter. ABC's Mona Kosarabdi keeping an eye on home heating prices.
Americans already finding higher prices at the grocery store and at the gas station will soon be facing higher prices in their home heating bills as well. Propane prices are expected to jump more than 50% this winter. Natural gas could be at least 30% higher, and heating oil prices could surge nearly 60%, according to a government report. Experts say prices could be far worse if we have a colder than expected winter.
Big day for Tesla. Car rental company Hertz now says it is ordering 100,000 of Tesla's cars, the biggest single order ever for the electric vehicles. The Tesla Model 3 is now the first electric vehicle to ever top monthly sales charts in Europe as well. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
And good morning. Monday morning, we're trying to dry out a little bit, but the weather is making that difficult. It's 54 degrees in Seattle right now.
And it's 6:04. Let's check the wet drive, our Como traffic every 10 minutes. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Kiara Jordan.
Well, we have a big issue for drivers coming out of West Seattle this morning. We have a full closure of East Marginal between 86th and 14th. We have some power lines that have come down through the area and power poles that have come down. And the South Park Bridge is currently off limits right now. So a lot of people are going to be heading for the First Avenue South Bridge instead. Right now, you're only crowding around the immediate area, but that's going to be changing a little bit later this morning. It's really going to thicken up. Northbound I-5, I see a backup for about 2 miles as you're approaching 272nd. We also see a brief slowdown in SeaTac and then another slowdown as you're traveling between I-90 and the Convention Center. Valley Freeway, lighter slowing in Sumner, traveling between Highway 410 and 24th. We deal with a bit of a backup approaching 277th as well, and then we'll crowd again right as you're approaching 405, and northbound 405 continues to fill in more as you're working your way from that Valley Freeway to about Northeast 44th. Our next Como traffic app, 614.
Our report this time is sponsored by Ole Ortho. Why take a long, stressful drive when the world-class physicians at Ole Ortho are right here in your own backyard? Every step of the way, Ole Ortho has your back. Your knee, your hip, your shoulder, you get it. OleOrtho.com, your life in motion.
Well, if it's not raining where you are this morning, right now in western Washington, it will be soon. We have some areas that are still staying dry, like here in downtown Seattle, but there are showers to the north and lots of rain to the west, including some heavier downpours in spots on the Olympic Peninsula. So a rainy, breezy day with a high about 55. Gusts could reach 30 miles an hour in some places. More rain overnight tonight, lows around 50. Rain continuing on and off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with highs in the mid-50s.
It's the Como Morning News. Thanks for making this part of your day. It's 6:06 with Greg Herschel. I'm Amanda Factor, and here are the top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center.
Well, that weather over the weekend knocked out power to more than 150,000 homes, and it also took the life of a couple near Preston when a giant tree crashed down on their car.
We get the latest from Como's Carlene Johnson.
Dory Ross woke Sunday to the sound of trees coming down just outside her home, bringing down power lines, and sparks were flying.
I came out in my pajamas because I was worried someone would drive through it.
That was around the same time a tree 8 feet in diameter crushed a car on Preston Falls City Road, killing two people. Now, power crews have been out through the weekend making repairs when it's safe, but the long period of sustained winds has complicated that. Dana Felton at the National Weather Service.
Today, we actually had our strongest winds here in the central Puget Sound. We had a line of really strong showers come through in the middle of the afternoon. 45 to 55 miles an hour, with that caused a lot of problems.
High winds will continue through the day today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. The storm broke a record for the strongest low-pressure system they've ever recorded. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
We're still feeling the impacts of it. 13,400 Seattle City Light customers are waking up in the dark this morning. Puget Sound Energy has 25,800 people still out of power, and the Snohomish County PUD has more than 3,000. We have a clarification on the school closure list. Sort of a confusing message was sent out about the Bellevue School District. The message said it was closed due to power outages. It turns out it's only one school in the Bellevue District. Medina Elementary School is canceled today because they don't have enough power. King's schools in Seattle are also closed. The Northwest School for Deaf and Hard of Hearing Children is closed. And the same thing in the Olympia Waldorf School. Classes are canceled. The Orting schools are also closed today because of power outages.
Como News Time 608. There's a new public health mandate in effect in King County starting this morning. Como's Brian Calver reports, in addition to masks, you'll need to prove one of two things before entering some businesses.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to enter the gym, movie theater, an entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Owner Jack Timmons says you don't really need this proof for takeout or...
There is a patio that's heated, so there's still an opportunity to go out to eat.
You also don't need to prove vaccine or test status at the grocery store and most stores, offices, and even banks. This woman says she's going to feel better about getting out there knowing everyone else is either vaccinated or not infected with COVID.
I have a mother who's high risk.
And people can go out and they can do things and, of course, spend some money and live their lives.
For those who have been vaccinated, you might consider making sure you have a photo of your vaccine card on your phone. That'll do. Or you can use the Clear app to register your vaccination, and that will give you a unique QR code to enter affected venues. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Here in Seattle, the Bruce Harrell for Mayor campaign is expressing outrage over an attack ad from Harrell's opponent, Lorena Gonzalez.
The Harrell campaign calls the ad exploitive and even racist, and Como's Corwin Hake has more.
In the TV ad, a woman who says she is a rape survivor calls out Harrell for his support 4 years ago of former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. Several men had accused Murray of sexually abusing them in years past. Now Harrell is condemning the ad.
It is crystal clear with an election just 10 or 11 days from now that my opponent is politicizing the victims of sexual violence. That's just wrong.
Local black leaders call the ad racist.
It was a disrespect to the entire black community.
Gerald Hankerson of the local NAACP points out the ad's rape survivor is white. He says that dredges up memories of how accusations from white women have led to persecution of black men. Gonzalez is defending the ad, saying in a statement, Harrell's response is, quote, another example of him denying the facts and discrediting a victim. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Como News Time 610. And to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, Eric Heintz is in for Tom this morning.
It's another primetime game for the Seahawks as they host another NFC team, the New Orleans Saints. The last time these two teams met was in 2019, and this time two different quarterbacks will be leading their respective offenses. Getting a second start for the Seahawks is Geno Smith in place of the injured Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston leads the Saints after the retirement of Drew Brees. At 2-4, the Seahawks need a win to keep from falling further behind in the NFC standings. For the 3-2 Saints, Winston threw for 279 yards and four touchdowns against Washington last week. Kickoff is 5:15 on ESPN. In other NFL games on Sunday, the Rams beat the Lions 28-19. Matthew Stafford threw for 334 yards and three TDs for the Rams. The Cardinals beat the Texans 31-5 with Kyler Murray passing for 261 yards and three scores. The 49ers lost to the Colts 30-18, and the Bengals beat the Ravens 41-17 with Ja'Marr Chase making eight catches for 201 yards and a touchdown. The Seattle Seattle Kraken will try to win their first game on home ice tomorrow night against Montreal and end a four-game losing streak. They dropped a 4-2 decision to Vancouver on Saturday night. Montreal won their first game of the season on Saturday, 6-1 over Detroit. Game time tomorrow is 7 o'clock. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.
Como News time 6:12. A crew member says she has raised safety concerns in the past about the assistant director who authorities say unwittingly handed actor Alec Baldwin the prop gun that killed his cinematographer on a film set.
We need an ambulance out at Bonanza Creek Ranch right now. We've had two people shot on a movie set accidentally.
The film's director, Joel Souza, telling investigators Baldwin was preparing for a scene by practicing drawing his weapon. Baldwin was pointing the revolver towards the camera lens when Souza says he heard what sounded like a whip and then a loud pop. A projectile fired, striking and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins, then piercing Souza in the shoulder. They were both standing behind that camera. One of the crew members called 911.
AD that yelled at me at lunch because asking about revision. He's supposed to check the guns. He's responsible for it.
Another crew member who also witnessed the shooting tells investigators Baldwin had been very careful handling firearms on set. The Oscar nominee seen emotionally embracing Hutchins' husband Matthew and their 9-year-old son. Matthew calling her legacy too meaningful to encapsulate in words, adding, "Our loss is enormous." A vigil in New Mexico over the weekend honoring her life and work.
I would have been lucky to have ever done another movie with another person like that, or with her. And I don't get to. That sucks.
This morning, new questions into how this tragic accident could have happened. The sheriff's report saying that the gun was one of three prop guns set up by the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and that assistant director Dave Halls grabbed the Colt revolver off a cart and handed it to the film's star, Baldwin, yelling, "Cold gun," indicating the prop gun did not have any live rounds. The AD telling investigators he did not know the gun contained live rounds. Industry safety standards ban live ammunition from movie sets. Those have the projectile bullet at the top. Instead, many sets will use blank cartridges, which still have gunpowder, to simulate the sound and smoke, but no bullet. As armorer, Gutierrez Reed was responsible for preparing those prop guns. 6 weeks ago, she spoke to the Voices of the West podcast, describing how nervous she was for her first gig as lead armorer on another film earlier this year.
I kind of just caught on by myself, and I think loading blanks was like the scariest thing to me because I was like, oh, I don't know anything about it.
A Rust actor telling ABC News Gutierrez Reed was always very professional on set and took her job seriously. But a member of the camera crew describes a set rife with safety concerns, telling ABC News just hours before the fatal shooting, some members of the camera department walked off the set. That crew member saying the issue of gun safety had been brought up by the camera crew and brushed off repeatedly by producers. The film's production company telling ABC News in a statement they were not made aware of any official complaints concerning weapon or prop safety on set.
We reached out to both the armorer and the assistant director, but have not heard back. Now, the most puzzling piece of all of this is if live ammunition wound up on that set and in that gun, how did it get there? The film's production company says they are conducting an internal review and investigators will continue their interviews here.
That's ABC's Kaylee Hartung.
Como News Time 6:15. We check traffic for you every 10 minutes. And here's Kiara Jordan in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Well, this morning we are dealing with the closure of the South Park Bridge. Crews are working to clear fallen utility poles on East Marginal Way. And that's why we have this closure there. East Marginal was currently closed between 86th and 14th. And we are crowding on northbound 99 right around that First Avenue South Bridge. But we don't have any real extended backups into that area yet. I suspect that's going to be changing within the next hour. Northbound I-5, we're seeing brake lights from about 272nd to just north of State Route 516. And in Seattle, we're going to be slow and go between Michigan and the Convention Center. Westbound US-2 is beginning to build across the trestle. Southbound I-5 with some brake lights between the Everett Mall and 128th. Not much slowing us down on southbound 405, but northbound 405 is busy off and on from the Valley Freeway much of the way through Newcastle. And that Valley Freeway itself, well, it's crowding heavily in Sumner between Highway 410 and 24th. We deal with some lighter slowing between State Route 18 and 277th, and then again between 180th and 405. Our next Como traffic app, 624.
Our report this time is sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all electrical work. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Our weather forecast features a high wind warning for the coast and the northwest interior today. Some of those areas could see gusts 40 miles an hour or higher. Here in the city, we have the potential for some gusts between 25 and 30. Not good news after the ground is so saturated and some trees have been in a weakened condition and come down. Rainy and breezy. And 55 for the high today. Looks like the rain is expected to continue really tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday at least, with highs around 55 degrees.
It is cloudy and 55 in the city right now.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
And good morning. It's 6:17 Monday morning. Greg Hirschholt and Manda Factor here, along with Frank Lenzi at the editor's desk.
Two children died in a drag racing crash in Texas over the weekend.
That spectator event turned into a tragic scene at an airport about 70 miles away from San Antonio. Now, police say a drag race driver lost control of his car, crashing into the crowd, killing two children and injuring eight other people. Some of them had to be airlifted to nearby hospitals. Now, this all unfolded in front of thousands of fans at what was dubbed Airport Race Wars 2. One witness telling the Associated Press that the course was only 1/8 of a mile. Water-filled barriers were along the sides, but the witness says they didn't extend past the finish line where the race ended. The two boys killed were just 6 and 8 years old, and a woman who raced to the scene to help tells us that the 34-year-old driver initially lost consciousness but is now recovering and expected to be okay.
That's ABC's Elwin Lopez.
A new FBI report finds a shocking increase in hate crimes against a certain group of people. With us right now is ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. Aaron, what can you tell us about this?
Greg, good morning. The FBI updated its hate crime statistics for 2020, said that crimes against people of Asian descent are up 76% from a year earlier in 2020, and that's about 300 total incidents. The FBI takes note of this because while most bias crimes still involve black Americans, as they have for decades, the uptick in anti-Asian crime is noticeable because it coincided with the COVID-19 pandemic and all of the charged rhetoric in this country about its origin.
All right, Aaron, thanks very much. We appreciate the input, that new FBI report, and the ABC News senior investigative reporter, Aaron Katursky.
Russia reports another daily record of confirmed coronavirus cases. The Russian government's coronavirus task force tallied nearly 38,000 new confirmed cases in 24 hours, the highest number since the start of the pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered people not to go to work between October 30th and November 7th, when the country will observe an extended holiday.
Conservative Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board with White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for President Biden's scaled-back social services and climate change package. Biden huddled over the weekend at his Delaware home with Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and they are trying to resolve disagreements that have stalled the wide-ranging bill. A person who insisted on anonymity to talk about Manchin's position told the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach on the tax proposals.
Como News Time 6:20. Time to get to our Propel Insurance Money update. A shipping vessel that lost 40 shipping containers off Washington's coast had to be evacuated Saturday after a fire broke out on the boat. The Canadian Coast Guard says 16 people were evacuated from the MV Zim Kingston near Victoria after that fire broke out in 10 of the containers. An emergency zone of 2 nautical miles was established around the boats. The Coast Guard is keeping an eye on it. A total of 40 shipping containers fell off that ship Friday, and they're currently 21 nautical miles off the west coast of Vancouver Island.
As we get ready for the opening bell on Wall Street this morning, if you have shares of Tesla, you're probably feeling pretty good. Up 4% in pre-market trading on news that Hertz, the rental car company, plans to order 100,000 Tesla electric vehicles as part of his goal to offer the largest electric vehicle rental fleet in North America.
Wall Street trading begins in about 10 minutes for the week, and futures are a tad higher. Dow up 33, S&P up about 7, NASDAQ futures up 44 points.
It is 6:21 right now, and we'll check traffic and weather next on the Como Morning News.
Como News Radio, 20 minutes of nonstop news, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s, and global coverage from ABC News. Stay connected, stay informed. Como News Radio, AM 1000, FM 97.7.